Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. US suspends visas for citizens of 75 countries. Translated. News. US freezes all visa processing for 75 countries, including Somalia, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, Brazil, Nigeria, Thailand, among nations affected by indefinite pause starting from the 21st of January. Quote. The State Department will use its long-standing authority to deem ineligible potential immigrants who would become a public charge on the United States and exploit the generosity of the American people, unquote, State Department spokesperson Tommy Pigott said in a statement. The full list of countries comprises of Afghanistan, Albania, Algeria, Antigua and Bermuda, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Bahamas, Bangladesh, Barbados, Belarus, Belize, Bhutan, Bosnia, Brazil, Burma, Cambodia, Cameroon, Cape Verde, Colombia, Cote d'Ivoire, Cuba, Democratic Republic of Congo, Dominica, Egypt, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Fiji, Gambia, Georgia, Ghana, Grenada, Guatemala, Guinea, Congo, Haiti, Iran, Iraq, Jamaica, Jordan, Kazakhstan, Kosovo, Kuwait, Kyrgyzstan, Laos, Lebanon, Liberia, Libya, Macedonia, Moldova, Mongolia, Montenegro, Morocco, Nepal, Nicaragua, Nigeria, Pakistan, Republic of the Congo, Russia, Rwanda, St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, St. Vincent and Grenadines, Senegal, Sierra Leone, Somalia, South Sudan, Sudan, Syria, Tanzania, Thailand, Togo, Tunisia, Uganda, Uruguay, Uzbekistan and Yemen. Source, Fox News. Comment. America was built upon the colonized vast lands after killing the indigenous inhabitants, the Native Americans, who numbered over 100 million since before the white man's colonization of those lands, some 300 years ago. This inhumane nation prevents the people of the earth, especially those seeking work and a livelihood through honest labor, from immigrating to it as if it owns the land and the country and has the sole right to live and dispose of it. America, which has seized most of the wealth of those countries, feels no shame or embarrassment not to reclaim some of the wealth America plundered from them, but either to work in factories, institutions and companies built from the wealth, minerals and expertise of those countries and peoples. America does not want to prevent people from immigrating to it entirely. Instead, after plundering the wealth of Islamic countries and third world nations, America wants to steal the intelligent elite from the younger, educated generations, those who possess advanced or rare skills. In other words, it wants to add highly skilled laborers to its quote-unquote corporate slaves, who toil to provide for their families while capitalists and owners of giant corporations appropriate the output of these skilled individuals. This is what is termed quote-unquote theft of labor, meaning that America wants to resort and has resorted to before to stealing labor, expertise and high-level skills after having already secured the theft of the wealth of weak nations through their governments and leaders who conspire against them. Conversely, it seeks to protect itself by imposing conditions to those who wish to immigrate, stipulating that they must not, under any circumstances, accept any form of government assistance, even basic aid such as food, shelter, and healthcare. And even if this assistance is a pittance, that doesn't amount to a tenth of what America plunders from the countries of these immigrants. The American state is no less brutal, barbaric and criminal than the ancient conquerors about whom humanity only knows from Hollywood thrillers. However, despite the fact that a large percentage of the world's wealth is concentrated there, poverty in America is higher than in those exploited and plundered countries. The number of people in America exceeds 40 million. This does not mean that the rest of the population lives in luxury. Instead, the majority of the country's inhabitants live between the poverty line and what is called the middle class, and these constitute more than 99% of the population. In other words, mountains of money and wealth in America are concentrated in the hands of less than 1% of the population. Therefore, it is no wonder what a popular movement called quote-unquote Occupy Wall Street emerged, adopting the slogan, "We are the 99%. The first thing that comes to mind for young men and women in the Muslim world and the developing world upon graduating from university or reaching maturity and preparing to build their future is to travel abroad, heading to the Western countries, especially America, believing that it is a land of plenty, waiting to be exploited. However, the reality is quite different, particularly in recent years, before, during, and after COVID-19 pandemic. An economic crisis even more severe than the pandemic itself has swept across the globe, including Western countries, plunging the entire world into recession. Much of this generation of young men and women is unaware that this economic downturn has also affected the countries they aspire to emigrate to. They mistakenly believe that recession and poverty are confined to their own countries. However, anyone who reads, follows current events, and travels around the world knows for certain that no country in the world enjoys greater economic prosperity than any other. The current generation and future generations in particular cannot live a dignified life under the present circumstances. It is urged that everyone reads international reports and economic studies that reveal the extent of the recessions affecting Western countries even more than the Eastern ones, and the future looks even worse than the current situation. Therefore, instead of young men and women wandering aimlessly and throwing themselves into the seas seeking a decent life in Western countries, let them first realize that they will not find what they dream of in any country on earth. Let them spare themselves the trouble of trying and verifying this fact, and let them work to liberate their own countries from Western colonialism and the plundering of their resources. Let their motto be the poet's words, quote, "Either a life that pleases the friend or a death that enrages the enemy," unquote. This can only be achieved under a state of justice and truth. The Islamic state that implements the Sharia of the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may he be glorified and exalted, not the law of human monsters, the law of Uncle Sam and his grandson Trump. Only the Khilafah, Caliphate, will enable all of the humanity to share the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon them all, emphasizing the separation between public property, private property, and state property. Only this will enable people to live with dignity and prosperity in their own lands, on their own resources and wealth, whilst the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Bilal Al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.